Wilson, Lambert now again on the third consecutive play. I formation behind him, under center. Turns, gives it to Wilson. Lot of running room, 15, 10. Turns it inside to the 5, stretches forward and gets it to the 2-yard line. A pickup of 20 where it'll be first and goal at the 2-yard line.
Nothing fancy at all there, just a handoff over the right side. And boy, he's got such explosive speed. He got through the line of scrimmage, got down there close, and he was trying hard to get into the end zone.
And we've got to really give it up to that Wimberley offensive line too, Randy. Gosh, they've done it. Outstanding job here tonight. They have dominated the line of scrimmage from the first play on.
Yeah, they certainly have. The few times we have tried to throw, they've had great pass protection for Lambert. And in all the running lanes, they've really been able to blow them open.
I formation. Wilson dotting the I. They're going to give it to Colby Kelly. He's close to the end zone. I think he was stopped by a hard hit right at the 1-yard line, though.
And he was hit hard. But, boy, he put his head down and tried to get through. That was a tough yard there that he picked up.
Kelly, a junior running back, 195-pounder. So he'll be coming back again next year. Lambert looks to the sideline and gets the call. The clock is at 10:28 and running. Ball is at the 1-yard line. Second down and goal. Wimberley trying to add to a 35-10 lead. I formation behind Lambert. Under center. Long count. Takes it, gives it to Wilson, into the end zone for a touchdown. Trinity Wilson.
Just a lead dive over the right side that time out of the I formation. Trinity Wilson puts his head down, follows Kelly right into the end zone.
1-yard run for Wilson. That's his second touchdown of the night. And it comes with 10:09 left to play in the football game. And now Tano Avila will come on and try to tack on the extra point. Sidewinder, right-handed kicker. Hold is down. The kick is up, and it is good. And again, with 10:09 left to play, the score is Wimberley 42 and Bernie 10. Pretty impressive drive, Randy. That was all rushing.
Yeah, that was. That looked really nice. Again, you have to think that the last game, district championship, 9-0 season, and a tune-up before the playoffs, so the Texans have to be really, really happy with where they're at right now.
It's getting a little nippy, Randy. What's your latest weather report? Do you have any idea?
You
don't have to look it up. You should just know. You should just
hold on.
Just lick your finger and stick it out there and see.
I'm thinking 48.
Pretty stinking cold, I know that.
Some of the faithful I see are starting to plot out of the stands as well. They probably had enough.
And the game has finally completely deteriorated. They're doing the wave now, Randy. That's a sign that the game has gotten out of hand.
There you go. Hey, I'll take this opportunity to wish my 19-year-old baby a happy birthday.
How about that?
Yep. Be 19 years old on Sunday.
You're not old enough to have a 19-year-old child, Randy.
I know. My wife must be. my lovely bride of 23 years.
How about that? 23 years.
She's put up with me that long.
And they will be celebrating her Purple Heart at the White House next Tuesday. Here's Avila with a kickoff. It's a good kickoff. It's going to be taken at the 13-yard line and up the middle to the 20, 25. And out to the 28-yard line is Fisher Cook, and that's where Bernie will take over. 10:01 left to play in the ballgame, 42-10. Wimberley over Bernie. Wimberley 10 minutes and 1 second away from another district championship. These guys are getting spoiled over here at Wimberley, aren't they?
Yeah, it's again, this is quite an impressive show they put on here tonight. I believe coming into it, I certainly would have thought it would have been much, much tighter than this. You know, Bernie did look impressive, not the last drive, but the one before that where they went down the field and scored. Not as successful with their last possession.
And it looks like now Nick Pedrotti might come in to... No, they're going to direct snap it now. New quarterback in the game for Bernie. Back to throw, looking left and throwing left, and caught out there by Campbell. That new quarterback is Carl Cook. And he completes that pass to Bryce Collins over there. Very short gain of a couple of yards. And it'll be second down and 8.
Yeah, he was well defended that time. Nice thrown ball, good catch, but he had 4 defenders around him when he caught the ball.
So Cook now is in the game, and you can... just figure out that Coach Dane Johnson wants to keep Will Amick ready for next week. These guys are going to the playoffs, Randy.
Yeah, and, absolutely.
So this season is far from over for the Greyhounds. Cook is going to take it up the middle himself, and he powers forward to about the 36-yard line, a pickup of five.
Yeah, as it looks right now, if the halftime scores that we saw hold true and Canyon Lake wins and Navarro wins, Navarro and Wimberley would go into the Division II small school bracket, and these Bernie Greyhounds would go into the Division I bracket, and if I'm not mistaken, face Lampasas in their first game.
And you're saying the Texans would likely face Taylor. Is that what you said?
I believe so.
Third down and four for Bernie now. Cook in the shotgun formation. And the snap is to Cook. He's going to run it out left side. Looked like movement before the snap. At any rate, he's wiped out in the backfield for a loss of three.
Yeah, good job there. The Texans had him bottled up on the right side. They pursued, good angle of pursuit, I should say, and he's actually going to lose some yardage on that carry.
And unofficially, Randy, I've got the Greyhounds with 19 yards of total rushing tonight. And I think that's pretty accurate. I mean, they haven't been able to run the football hardly from here to there.
Even if you're off 5 yards, Mike, it's pretty impressive.
Pretty impressive. Here's the punt now. Line driver, Bert Schell is back, and he's thinking about picking it up, and now he's going to let it roll.
Uh-oh.
He says, well, nope, now he's going to pick it up at the 15. And he's got the 20 and the 25. Look out, 30, 40. Cuts it inside, 45, 50, and tackled from behind is Bert Schell. He gets it out to the, he must have stepped out of bounds at about the 44-yard line, and
That was
kind of funny. It was hard to describe, wasn't it?
I'm afraid he was going to get called for blocking the back way back down there. I didn't see which Texan that was, but it was awfully close. And I would have liked to have got the number for the Bernie Greyhound player over there who ran up behind him, actually ran him down and pushed him out of bounds. It showed quite a bit of speed there.
Bert Schell let it bounce, and I think he wished he had caught it on the line drive. And then it rolled around, and he figured, heck, I'm going to pick it up. I'm at the 15, And I think he gained enough not to get chewed out by Weldon Nelms for that decision.
You reckon so?
I think so. Well, yeah. I don't know.
I believe it'll be another one of those talking points during
that's
the film.
That's right. Weldon's probably pretty good at finding out what you're doing wrong and correcting your mistake.
I would imagine so.
Reed Jones now in the game at quarterback for Wimberley, and he turns and gives it to his running back, and spinning forward for about 4 yards is Tug McRoberts.
He was trying to stay low to get around everybody, wasn't he? Nice run. He went over to the right, and he tried to cut it back to the left. He made 4 yards kind of the hard way there.
And at 170 pounds, McRoberts is kind of hard to find for defenders. And Cameron Morris is in the game, Randy. In the backfield, now is about the time he shoots up the middle for 50 yards untouched.
Or goes right down the sideline.
That's exactly right. Second down and six now for the Texans. The turn and the give is to Cameron. He's got the 50. Look out, 45. He tried to go down that right sideline. He's got the first down, though, and picks up a quick 8 yards.
Yeah, the Texans certainly don't lose anything by pulling Trinity Wilson out and putting Cameron Morris in, do they?
I mean, how many of these teams in this district would die to have Cameron Morris as their running back?
Oh, yeah.
As their featured running back.
Yeah,
I mean, this guy's good.
And if I'm not mistaken, he's a junior. Be back again next year.
43-yard line is Wimberley. The clock is at 6:40, and it's running. Wimberley leading it 42-10, trying to put the finishing touches on a district championship. Texans with a perfect record this year, 8-0 and 4-0 in district, and the Texans will now take a timeout. And remember, next week, wherever the Texans are in the playoffs, we will be there with you on WimberleyRadio.com. And certainly, if you want to drop us a line, drop us a Twitter message, you can do so at TexansRadio.com. And you can also connect with us here in the press box at booth at WimberleyRadio.com. You can certainly communicate with us anytime and in any fashion. And this is going to be a lot of fun going into the playoffs next week, Randy. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. I'm really anxious to see. We want to see him go all the way. How exciting would that be?
That would be so much fun. 42-10. Wimberley leads it. 6:24 left to play. Texans now with Reed Jones at quarterback. He has come in late for Brady Lambert here late in the game with the Texans with a comfortable lead. Jones will take it and give it to Colby Kelly. Right tackle, 40. Stiff arm, 35, 30, 25, 20. Kelly all the way down to the 18-yard line, and that's a gain of 24 yards by Colby Kelly.
Yeah, he doesn't have quite the breakthrough speed or the point to get the speed going when you're going down the sideline like he was that time. But my goodness, he's such a big man, and he runs very tough.
195-pound junior, you're right about that. He's a load to bring down. You hate to see him if you're in the secondary and he breaks through a hole in the line. That's a scary proposition.
Hey, he's done a great job all year long. You know, primarily they use him in lead blocking role, and boy, he is fantastic at that.
17-yard line, pitch right, it's Morris. Morris to the 15, to the 10, he's going to score. 5 touchdowns, 17 yards, Cameron Morris.
And again, I just mentioned it, that Kobe Kelly's done a great, fantastic job all year long blocking, and he made a great block that time on the defensive end for the Greyhounds, and it just opened up that door to allow Cameron Morris to go all the way in for the score.
Morris now, and I don't know what Morris is. We need to look this up next week, Randy. We need to find out what his touchdown to
ratio
carries.
Is. Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
It's got to be pretty high. Yeah.
He doesn't get a lot of opportunities, but
no.
He certainly makes the most of it
yes,
when he does.
Yes, he does. Flag on the play on the PAT as Avila boots it through. It's going to be a procedure call, though, so Tano's going to have to re-kick this thing. I mean, I think he scores 50% of the time he carries. He may have 5 touchdowns and 10 carries.
We'll have to look and see.
You're in charge of that, Randy.
I am the ad hoc statistician.
That's right, ad hoc.
I think this with this high score, I've never seen our producer engineer Denver so big busy over here twittering.
Yeah, he's 140 characters or less. You can't go over that.
He's a man of few words anyway, so.
Here's Avila now. The hold is down. It's a good one. The kick is up, and the 25-yard extra point is good. With 5:50 left to play in the ballgame, it's Wimberley 49 and Bernie 10. And we'll have highlights for you and scoring plays after this game. Our postgame could be quite long if we're going to have 49 points worth of highlights. That's a lot of touchdowns. That's pretty much 7 times 7, Randy.
Hey, this is a district championship with an exclamation point at this point.
No question about that. And I think Weldon Nelms obviously made the right decision on Brennan Blakemore, the explosive wide receiver. Not playing tonight. He had the pectoral injury, I believe, is what Coach Nelms had mentioned. And at any rate, you know that Brennan had been chewing on his ear all week saying, oh, man, I want to play, I want to play, I want to play. But the smart thing is obviously for him not to, and it certainly paid off tonight for Wimberley. It gives him another week of rest.
Yeah, absolutely. And he is a big part of this offense, although they haven't missed much at all here these past 2 weeks without him.
Here's Avila now with the kickoff. It's going to be taken at the 20-yard line to the 25 and down to the 32-yard line is Fisher Cook. And Bernie will take over. 5:43 remaining. 49-10. Wimberley leads it. Mike Blackwell here with you along with Randy Hermes from Texans Field here in Wimberley. And again, the Texans on their way to a district championship, and we'll, of course, follow them all the way as they begin their playoff journey next week. And you know it's playoff time. The temperature has dropped, and it is time to go enjoy some playoff football. Here's Carl Cook now. Takes the snap and is going to try to run it outside left, and he has no running room whatsoever. And he manages to lose 2 yards.
And one of the differences between him and Will Amick, when Amick's back there, he always has that potential. It looks like he's going to throw the ball at any minute. And this young man, Carl Cook, whenever he gets it, takes off. You know, it's a designated run, and all the secondary at that point just comes up, and he's looking for that corner and just doesn't quite have the speed to get around it.
Well, and when you're always deep snapping the thing, Randy, you're catching the ball 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and That doesn't help you either, especially if the opposing defensive line is fast and aggressive and good. And Wimberley is all of those things. Here's the little end-around handoff, a little sweep to the right side. And that is Bryce Hall on his first carry of the night. No gain.
No gain. Looked like the left defensive end that time for the Texans was held pretty bad on that play. He was that jersey was almost taken off of him there.
17 yards of rushing tonight, Randy, for Bernie. Mercy, that's not very many yards.
No, it's not. It has to be their lowest output for the year, I would guess.
Clock now runs inside 5 minutes remaining. Long count from Cook, and he's going to run it right straight up the middle. Gets it to about the 35-yard line. On third and 12, he gains 5 yards. So they'll have to punt the football again. Will Bernie.
Reckon that was intended to be a surprise?
Fourth down, Greyhound.
You know, I really don't know, Randy.
That much needed for the first down. It would look like, almost like it was a designed dive play.
Well, either that or Dane Johnson is probably just kind of yelling calf rope at this point and saying, "Look, let's go to our playoff game next week." Here's the punt, and it gets about 3 yards off the ground, but it gets a good bounce down to the Wimberley 24-yard line, and that is where it's picked up. And one of the Bernie players, that's Nick Pedrotti, I guess he thought maybe the Wimberley player had touched it. He picked it up and started jogging toward that Wimberley end zone, but the whistles came, and so Wimberley will take over at the 34-yard line. That's the ultimate result of that.
And the referees weren't real robust in making their signals.
No,
to show.
No.
I thought he actually had picked it up and was going to go.
After a big win last night against Devine.
So Wimberley now will
tomorrow, our cross-country teams competing at regionals in San Antonio.
Begin the
good luck cross-country
drive at the 34-yard line with 4 minutes and 3 seconds left to play in the game. 49-10. There's going to be quite a nice celebration, I've got a feeling, on the field after this one, Randy. There's going to be a lot of happy Wimberley Texans tonight.
Yeah, for good reason.
Here's Reed Jones now, and he looks for some running room left side. He's able to gain a couple of yards, and that's it.
For the Greyhounds making that stop.
Looks like he was steer-dogged by Nick Pedrotti that time.
And I get the feeling, Weldon Nelms has been around a long time, and I've seen him after a couple of these games. And I think he still has that joy and that intensity. I don't think he's lost any of that, Randy. And
no.
I know tonight that this will be his 12th district championship, but I got the feeling it doesn't get old for him.
No, I have. You know what impresses me about him is he seems happy for the kids.
Yes. Second down and 8 now for Texans. Jones will turn and give it to Cameron Morris up the field to the 40, out beyond the 45-yard line, and Cameron Morris gains 10 yards, first down.
Getting so darn dadgum quick, and that time he got quite a pop about 5 yards into that play, kept his feet moving and picked up another 5 yards after that hit.
Yeah, Nelms, I remember one game, and I can't remember which. I think it was the Canyon Lake game maybe, or maybe it was another game, and the opponent had an impressive runner. And I'll get to that story after this snap. Jones now in the shotgun formation. Takes it and gives it up the middle. I believe that's Morris again, maybe for a gain of 1 or perhaps. That was Tug McRoberts, I believe, on the carry. But at any rate, the Texans were facing a player who was an impressive runner. And I remember just casually saying to Coach Nelms after the game, well, I think he ended up with only about 80 yards rushing. And I don't know if you remembered it or not, but he corrected me. It was only about 3 yards less than what I had told him.
He goes 83.
He said, 83. He knew exactly how much it was, and it wasn't as much as what I had told him. And at any rate, that has kind of stuck with me. And here's Jones now. He's pulled down in the backfield, a loss of 2. 2 minutes, 5 seconds left to play in the football game. And
Nick Pedrotti again on the tackle there for the Greyhounds.
Anyway, you know Nelms has to believe that this is one of the better teams that he's had, Randy, and that this is some kind of opportunity for him as they head into the state playoffs. Highly ranked football team, talented, they can score. They've got a great offensive and defensive lines.
So many weapons.
So many weapons.
Where do you stop on offense? If you go down the line and look at all of them, great offensive front as well.
Here's Cameron Morris right up the middle. He gains about 6 yards. And it was third down and 10, so it'll be fourth down and 4 now.
You know, one of the things we haven't mentioned about tonight's game, here with just a little over a minute left to play, very clean, very, very few flags.
You're right about that, and I know Weldon Nelms has been concerned about that at various times this season, but he's got to be happy in that regard tonight, doesn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we have seen some games that were, for lack of a better word, sloppy in that regard. So it's good to see them play again with the playoff just a week away.
Burchell now to punt. Gets sloppy in the press box sometimes.
Here's
Burchell now, kind of a knuckleball. It's going to bounce at the 18-yard line, and Bernie didn't even have anybody back to receive that thing. They let it roll down to the 8-yard line. And with 36 seconds left to play, we're real close to the final play of the game here tonight, Randy. And I'm going to go out on a limb. I don't think anybody's going to dump any cold water on Weldon Nelms here tonight. What do you think? Which one of these young guys has the nerve to go up and dump some Gatorade on Weldon Nelms?
I don't see a single one of them around the water cooler over there.
No.
Not even a cup of water in the face, huh?
No way. Carl Cook now is going to take the snap. He's probably just going to run this up the middle. Yep, that's what he's going to do. He's got the 10 and down to the 12-yard line is Cook. It looked like movement prior to the snap, though. Yeah, flag on the play.
It's going to be encroachment there by the defense. That's too bad. The clock would have kept running. Probably that would have been the last play of the game.
Bryce Rainwater. Yep, offside. Offside's Wimberly. And the Texans now and the fans now are standing up, and they're either getting ready to go on the field or go get in the car, and not a lot of them have left early here tonight, Randy. I think they've enjoyed watching this one and certainly want to enjoy the festivities after the game as the Texans celebrate this district championship. Another run up the middle to the 15-yard line, and that will do it. With 15 seconds left to play, let's see if they try to snap it again. Bernie gets to the line of scrimmage, and now they're just going to jog off. There's your ball game. And Wimberley, Texas, you have yet another district champion to celebrate. 49-10 is our final. As the celebration has begun, the cowbells are ringing, and the Texans now are going to meet Bernie at midfield and shake hands and congratulate. It's kind of a muted celebration, really, Randy. I think these Wimberley Texans have a lot bigger and loftier goals in mind, and with that understood, they're certainly going to hold off on the full-fledged celebration until hopefully about 6 weeks from now in mid-December. And that is when they're really going to let it go if they can keep winning. Again, 49-10 is our score. We will be back with our post-game show after this brief timeout. You are listening to Wimberley Texans Football on WimberleyRadio.com and KDRP 100.1 FM.
Support for this Wimberley football broadcast on WimberleyRadio.com is made possible by the Law Offices of Stevens and Malone, serving the greater Wimberley Valley and the surrounding communities in the Hill Country with real estate and title law, business formations, wills, and general estate planning. Online at StevensMaloneLaw.com or by phone at 512-847-9277. This Wimberley football broadcast is made possible by Cypress Creek Cafe, serving lunch and dinner 7 days a week with live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. More information and online menu at CypressCreekCafe.com. Texan football broadcast would not have been possible without the financial support of Conley Car Wash and Express Lube in San Marcos, offering full-service oil change, vehicle inspections, headlight restoration, and AC services. Details at ConleyCarWash.com or by phone at 512-805-7500. The staff at Conley Car Wash want to wish the Texans a great 2011 football season. This Texan football broadcast on WimberleyRadio.com is made possible by Blanco National Bank, offering a full range of banking services including checking, savings, CDs, IRAs, mortgages, and personal loans. Located at 15451 Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley. Information available online at BlancoBank.com or by phone at 847-1300. Blanco National Bank is FDIC insured and an equal housing lender. Branch manager Kay Smith and her entire team wish the Texans all the best this football season.